Kansas will need to find $140 million in the current fiscal year to get out of the red. Next fiscal year, which starts in July, will need another $151 million in cuts or new revenue. So how does Kansas go about filling the hole? Well, Governor Sam Brownback's budget director, Sean Sullivan, laid out three options.
These are the governor's options to consider, and we believe that these take a good view of how to get through this fiscal year and next.
All three of the governor's proposals would take almost $200 million from the state highway fund over the next 2 years, resulting in road project delays. They also include cuts to higher education. None of the proposals include tax increases or undoing the tax cuts made in recent years. Again, Sean Sullivan.
We presented three options. We consider these the three best options. The governor doesn't believe that it's useful to have a debate at this point about raising taxes on small businesses or anyone else.
The governor's preferred plan would also sell off part of an annual tobacco lawsuit payment for one-time cash. Two alternatives would either delay a state pension payment or cut most state agencies by 3-5%. The third choice also includes cutting K-12 education by $57 million. Budget Director Sullivan says they are not looking at reinstating business income taxes because the governor believes those are working to spur the economy.
Low unemployment, highest number of people working, those are generally good things. You know, we can all debate the tax policy and come up with 20 different things for or against.
Sullivan says outside factors are hurting the state's bottom line.
If you've noticed gas prices on their way down, it's not part of your imagination. They're actually decreasing. And it's all.
Sullivan says news stories like that have been bad news for the oil and gas industry and the Kansas budget. Democratic Senator Anthony Hensley says it's not oil or agriculture causing the shortfall. He says it's the tax cuts.
We are sacrificing very important parts of our general fund budget on the altar of giving tax breaks to the wealthy.
Hensley believes more lawmakers are warming to the idea of closing a loophole for business owner income and reinstating taxes for more than 300,000 businesses.
I think the people of Kansas get that that's a very unfair tax system.
There's currently a lawsuit over school funding before the Kansas Supreme Court. Democratic Senator Laura Kelly says that means they should not even be considering an option that would cut more than $50 million from schools.
Clearly, we can't cut schools anymore, either morally or legally. We can't do that. If anything, we're going to have to add more. The only way to do that is to look at our revenue stream.
The full legislature is not returning from their spring break until next week, but some budget committees will meet later today to review the new revenue numbers and the governor's proposals. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.